yesterday's slate of games, the biggest story is the Cowboys just getting spanked. And naturally, people are going to focus on Dallas because of who they are and their brand. But it should be more about Buffalo.
I was surprised. Maybe not that they won. I mean, Buffalo was, what were they, 8-3
going into the game.
8-3 going into the game. So they're a good team. But maybe because they don't get as much credit because they haven't been good for long enough. To go in there and kind of dominate.
They laid a beating on
them.
Kind of,
and physically put it on them a little bit. It wasn't, I mean, the one trick play was nice. But generally, you know, running on them.
No, it was a statement game.
It was impressive.
Statement game. Here's a former NFL executive, writer with The Athletic, host of the GM Shuffle podcast, and our NFL insider, Michael Lombardi. How impressed were you with the Bills yesterday, Michael?
You know, I mean, I was really impressed with the Bills. I mean, they finally beat a team that they did more than just try to run the football. I mean, all year they've run the ball, and they've played good. They played every team close. They haven't really dominated a game up until the last 2 weeks when they went and they really dominated. I know this sounds crazy, but they dominated a Miami team that hadn't been dominated for a while. They played really well against them. And then they dominated, you know, they came back. They got able to dominate Dallas, who is supposed to be a good team. So I think what the Bills are doing is they're playing good football. Their defense has been really good. They've been able to, you know, get the turnovers that they need. And they protected the football. They've only had one turnover in the last 5 weeks. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And considering, you know, there's been some games, the New England game, they turned it over four times. The Jet game, they turned it over four times. But for the most part, they've done a good job. Those eight turnovers are in two games. The other remaining 12 games, they've only had five other turnovers. So they've protected the ball really well.
I have been skeptical of Josh Allen as, you know, a true stud number one quarterback. But he is looking good. I mean, his arm has always been there. It's been more about the reads and his touch. And he's a big, powerful dude that can run, and he ran for another touchdown yesterday. I'm starting to come around. I'm starting to believe. Where do you stand on Josh Allen?
You know, well, the last 6 weeks, I mean, the last 3 weeks, the three-game win streak that they've had, they've scored 37, 20, and 26. So they're scoring points, which is, you know, important. But more important than scoring the points is he's making throws down the field. You know, he's averaged over, you know, yesterday he was over 9.5 yards per attempt, critical stat in football. He's made five plays the last 3 weeks of over 25 yards. He's thrown six touchdown passes the last 3 weeks, only one interception. So he's played really, really well. And when you break this down, I mean, it really comes down to his ability to throw the football. We know he can run with it. We know he's hard to tackle because he's a big man. But his ability to throw the football is critical. And I think in the last 3 weeks, they've run the ball so that it's limited the amount of times he's really had to throw it. And he's been effective when throwing it.
So, Michael, if the Bills are good and Josh Allen's good, what are the Cowboys? What do we make of them? Jerry Jones apparently pretty emotional coming out of the post-game locker room area. Where do they go? I know they have the big game against Philly coming up, so they can still get to the playoffs. But did we overstate how good we thought they would be before the year?
Well, I mean, look, they start out 3-0. They beat a bad Giant team, a bad Washington team, a bad Miami team, right?
Right.
Then they play teams that are good, New Orleans and Green Bay. They lose to both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come back and play a bad Jet team, but they don't have either starting tackle. They lose. They come back and they beat Philly. They beat the Giants. And all of a sudden, Philly was playing at the time not very well. Then they get stomped by Minnesota. They beat Detroit with a backup quarterback. You know, for me, I'm sensing that Dallas is what they are. They're a 500 team. They're not good enough on defense. When they have to play more than 30 minutes of defense, they're not effective. When they can play less, they're much better. But I think what's happened is because they become so pass dominant, mm-hmm. they've lost Zeke Elliott as the key component to what they need to do. And I think that's been a big issue for them.
Is that on the play calling of Jason Garrett? Because, I mean, so much of made when Zeke was holding out. We got to have him in this offense because he makes this offense work. Now, Dak's having a great year. He's going to get paid. But is that on the play, you know, the game planning, play calling of Jason Garrett to have gone so far away from that?
I think a lot of it is on Garrett. I mean, look, you know, I think at some point he has to show his influence into the game, and I don't think he's done that. You know, I mean, he's got to set the game plan up that gives him the best chance to win, and sometimes you've got to slow the game down to help you, and I think ultimately he hasn't been able to do that. So, yeah, I put the blame on him. I mean, this is his team. He's the head coach. I mean, if not now, when? I mean, he's been there 10 years. He's going to have to make some plays.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, and we've been tracking the Dak Prescott contract and the potential numbers all year, but when you look at the splits, Like, when he plays a team above 500, he morphs into bad Dak. And that's what happened again yesterday. Like, he could not, outside of that first drive, he did nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's had a couple of decent games. He played well against Minnesota, I believe it was. But last week against New England, he couldn't do anything. So,
no, well, the weather was a factor there, too. And that's part of it. You know, they weren't prepared for it. I mean, let's be real honest. I mean, in the second quarter, he's got to go over and get a glove to put on his hand. I mean, that shouldn't be the case. He should be prepared to play that way. So, look, I don't disagree with you, but I think a lot of it is the setup. Kellen Moore, you know, people went crazy. We're trying to get him a head coaching job earlier in the season. And every time he's played against an experienced coordinator, he has struggled. I think there lies some of the issue, too.
Have you ever seen three straight onside kicks recovered by the kicking team?
Outside of Pop Warner.
No, never.
I thought Sean Payton was going to run on the field and strangle somebody. Like, the third time, he was going crazy on a special teams coach, I believe it was. But how do you explain that for the Saints?
You know, sometimes it's one of those things that just happen. I can't explain it, but I'm sure they're practicing that a lot this week.
Yeah, no kidding. David Blau, quarterback for the Lions. Is that a name we'll never hear of again, or should we remember that name?
No, I think he did a really good job in the back of role. Actually, I thought he was better than MVP Mitch, even though Mitch let him down the field. Look, Detroit's horrible on defense. If you can't throw the ball against Detroit's defense, you're not going to play ever. If David Blau was, if you switched teams, it would have been really ugly. I think Blau showed that he's got enough moxie to play in the league. I mean, unfortunately, he just didn't get enough protection. And when they needed him most, I mean, they couldn't get it down the stretch. I think Detroit should have blitzed Trubisky more. They didn't. They let him sit back there and get comfortable. And look, when you're playing against a quarterback who has problems processing and you give him time, he's going to beat you. They're still pro quarterbacks.
Ravens, Niners this weekend. Who do you like and why?
You know, I'm leaning towards the 49ers only because I think somebody's going to play them close. I think the Niners' defense is athletic enough to play their base front and play against Lamar and what he's trying to do. I think it'll be a great game.
Enjoy it, Michael. Really appreciate you
Thank
doing
you.
This as always. Michael Lombardi, bye-bye. Your NFL insider.